Temples of Hampi, Vijayanagar Empire. As I moved away from the south bank of the Tungabhadra River, Hampi revealed more temple awesomeness. No account of the temples of Hampi is complete without including Sasivikalu Ganesha, Kadalekalu Ganesha, Krishna Temple, Vitthal Temple, Lakshmi Narasimha Temple, Mallavanta Raghunath Swami Temple, and the ruins of Chandikeshwara Temple. The deities within these temples may vary and sometimes missing, but what binds them together is the exquisite granite carvings. Built between the 14th and the 16th centuries, they flaunt signature period workmanship. The Ganeshas. Less than half a kilometer apart lie two Ganesha temples, the Kadalekalu Ganesha and the Sasivikalu Ganesha. Kadalekalu is the bigger of the two. It is housed under an open-air granite mandap, a pillared pavilion. Its idol has a pot belly resembling a black gram or chana called Kadalekalu in Kannada, and hence the name. Locals call the other temple with smaller Ganesha idol Mustard Ganesh, because a grain of mustard is smaller than a black gram. This idol is in an enclosed sanctorum which is dark. Hence it is best visited during daylight hours. Krishna, Lakshmi Narasimha and Chandikeshwara temples. A long paved pathway leads you to the Lakshmi Narasimha temple, which has a massive Vishnu idol in its Narasimha or half man half lion incarnation. This is the largest idol in Hampi. The idol once had Vishnu's consort Lakshmi sitting in his lap, but that part of the idol is now missing. While the side walls exist, its roof has given way. Just outside this enclosure is Badavlinga temple. It houses a large shivling in a water-filled chamber. This shivling is the largest in Hampi. It is called Badavling as a poor woman had it built, and Badav in Kannada means poor. Close by, you will find Krishna temple. It has many small shrines, pavilions, and a pillared peripheral veranda. These structures are in good shape. The idol from its sanctum sanctorum is now an exhibit in the Chennai Museum. The carvings on the pillars and the shrine domes depict stories from epics. Chandikeshwara Temple is a little distance from the Krishna Temple. With its deity missing, now it is just an exquisite architectural specimen. Vitthal and Mallavanta Raghunatha Swami temples. Vitthal temple is around 2 km northeast of Krishna temple. A pillared bazaar flanks its approach. It is one of the largest temple complexes in Hampi. Built in the Dravidian style of architecture, many superlative marbles adorn its shrines. These include the famed musical pillars and an incredible stone chariot. Little wonder they consider it the icon of Hampi. Dedicated to Lord Ram, Mallavanta Raghunatha Swami Temple is located atop Mallavanta Hill. Away from the famous temple clusters of Hampi, they built this one around a large boulder. While its main shrine has the idols of Ram, Lakshman, Sita and Hanuman, carved out of a single boulder, the complex also has a small shrine dedicated to Shiva. Though isolated from the other temples, this scenic Mallavanta hilltop temple is a favorite spot to view sunsets. This post may mark a close to my account of Hampi, but experiencing it firsthand is a definite high. Your South India itinerary must include this UNESCO site to get a feel of the golden centuries of the Vijayanagar Empire. My next post will be about another lesser known dynasty from South India. Till then, so long. Pin this granite arch.